From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Would you mind if I tell you that I go for you? Would you mind if my heart is beating slow for you? Yes, if you should find that I'm a loving kind, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you care if I kind of sort of held your hand? Would you mind if I kissed you like a regular man? Yes, if you should find that I'm so inclined, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you think it funny if I called you honey? If I move up closer, would you tell me no? Sir, if I hug and squeeze you, tell me would it please you? How I wish I knew, so I'm asking you, would you mind if I put arms around you, dear? Would you mind if I'm making you my life's career? If I brag a lot about the prize of God, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you mind, Johnny? Home to meet my folks. Would you mind laughing at my daddy's same old jokes? And a mouse, son, you have found the one. Would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you mind if I got my camera and I took a picture of you for my picture book? If I want to show the guys who I idolize, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you be downhearted if I up and started with some big romance and lots of dates and dancing? If I kind of mentioned that it's mine, then would you be going steady? Would you be ready? Would you mind if I tell you you're the cutest thing? Would you mind going shopping for a wedding ring on a wedding day if I shout hooray? Would you mind, would you mind, would you mind?
Thank you, friends, and a warm welcome to all our Grand Ole Opry neighbors. Tonight's all-star lineup, the Old Hickory Quartet, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
And just to add a little more color, spirit, and music to our Opry tonight, I invited just the fella and his friends who can do it, the Carlisles! Well, sir, this is an important date for two reasons. First, it's the birthday of Robert E. Lee, and second, it's the opening day of Large Economy Size Week. We don't know what that means, but we do know that we've got Large Economy Size of Real Fine Harmony right here with a song by the Old Hickory Quartet, Tuck Me to Sleep in My Old Kentucky Home, fellas.
Kentucky cradled me when I was born. Oh, Kentucky, how I miss your fields of corn. Nighttime when I get to bed, how I weep and toss my head. I'll be no more, I'm going back instead. Tuck me to sleep in my old Kentucky home. Cover me with Dixie skies and leave me there alone. Just let the sun kiss my cheeks every morn. Like the kissing I've been missing from a mammy since I'm gone. I've had a bitter breast since I left my mammy's nest. I can always dress the best in her loving arms. Tuck me to sleep in my old tubby home. Let me lay there, stay there, never no more to roam. Sleep in my old Kentucky home. Cover me with Dixie skies and leave me there alone. Just let the sun kiss my cheeks every morn. Like the kissing I've been missing from a mammy since I'm gone.
I had a bit of rest since I left my mammy's nest. I can always rest the best in her loving arms.
Sleep in my old Kentucky home. Let me lay there, stay there, never no more to roam, no more to roam.
Well, now you know what I mean, the large economy size of fun. Thanks, Old Hickories. Now what do you say we welcome some real old friends? Here are those Grand Ole Opry favorites and Mercury record stars, our guests, the Carlisles with Bill Carlisle. Well, it's so good to have you on the show, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, it's fine to be here, Hank.
And I just can tell by the look of your face that you got a real good song for the folks.
Well, I'm happy and I'm ready to sing.
What you going to sing?
We'd like to do our new one called Businessman.
I'd like to hear it.
I guess I'll never have a lot of loot. I ain't cut out to fit a business suit. Pinch and pennies never gave me a thrill. I'd rather squeeze a doll than a dollar bill.
Businessman, businessman, I ain't cut out to be a businessman. I've got my office in the old sedan. Now I'm a lover, not a businessman.
I used to own a little hot dog stand. I really thought I was a businessman. I hired a waitress by the name of Grace. She had a pretty figure and a prettier face. Business was good, so I thought I'd begin to mix a little Gracie Chase pleasure in. I should have stuck to being just a businessman, 'cause now her little Gracie owns the hot dog stand.
Businessman, businessman, I ain't cut out to be a businessman. I've got my office in my old sedan. Now I'm a lover, not a businessman.
Skinflint Henry is a businessman. He puts away a dollar every time he can. But he thinks smooching is a foreign word, and a real cool chicken is a frozen bird.
Businessman, businessman, I ain't cut out to be a businessman. I've got my office in my old sedan. Now I'm a lover, not a businessman.
Well, look who's here. Grandpa Jones, what's got you so worried tonight?
The whole world. It's a-going too cotton-picking fast.
Now, Grandpa, take it easy. What's the answer?
Well, that's the answer. Take it easy. I'm for everybody enjoying the comfortable pipe smoking you get when you fill up your pipe with fresh, mild, tasty Prince Albert.
You're just winding up, Grandpa. Keep a-going.
Well, I'm a-telling you, once a fella tastes Prince Albert, once he knows P.A. brings out the rich, natural flavor that nature puts in its tobacco, once he starts enjoying that fine, natural tobacco taste, he's going to settle down and get a little more out of life. He's going to like the smooth, comfortable pipe-smoking crimp-cut P.A. gives him.
And you Macon's men can enjoy that same mild, fresh, natural taste when you roll your next Macon cigarette with good P.A.
Pipe or Macon cigarette. By grannies, it's Prince Albert all the way.
Well, sir, here go the Grand Ole Opry Square dancers cutting the caper to Chubby Wise's fiddle playing too. So let's all dance to Katie Hill.
On the first side, four leader back and swing the head, turn and the two ladies change. This ain't back.
Gentlemen, change back.
On the first side, four leader back and swing the head, circle and the two ladies change. Hey, back. Gentlemen, change. Hey, back in. Wait, I that bird cage, bird out and go in, go out and put up.
Okay.
Whoa! Wait! Don't be
at the death.
Now, we'd like to do something that's a real fine custom on the Grand Ole Opry. We'd like to sing a sacred song, friends, and we hope that you like the one we've picked out for you tonight. The title is Invisible Hands. Here comes a good buddy of mine from the Opry and the RCA Victor label, one of the finest guitar men any place. Let's hear it now for Chet Atkins and Trample. That's a wonderful job, Chet, on trombone. Now, here comes a gal friend of ours who does a great job on gossip. You know who I'm talking about. It's the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Tonight. Oh, I had something happen to me on the way down here. I just want to tell you all about it now. Why, I was coming down here, and just like Rodley says, minding everybody's business but my own. And I noticed this feller, see? And I noticed this feller. And I'd walk a little faster, and he'd walk a little faster. And then I started to run, and he started to run. And the faster I'd run, the faster he'd run. And I'm telling you, if a fire truck hadn't got in front of me and slowed me down, I'd have caught him. Well, there's a whole lot going on at Grinder's Switch this week. I tell you now, that Grinder's Switch is a booming metropolis. It sure is, for a whistle stop. And now, you know, that's what they call it, a whistle stop, because when a fella whistles, a girl stops. Right then. Well, this morning I went over to see Uncle Nabob, and he was feeding an old mule of his over there. And that old mule, I never had noticed it before. That old mule had U.S. branded on his hind quarters. And I said to Uncle Nabob, I said, I reckon this old mule used to be a government mule. And Uncle Nabob said, nope, Minnie. That there U.S. don't stand for United States. It stands for unsafe. Well, so though I most generally have a little fun here with Rodley Brasby along about this time, and I wish he was here tonight, but he ain't quite able to come back with us, and I'm sorry he ain't here. But just now, before I got ready to come out here, somebody handed me a note from Rodley, and I want to read it to y'all, because I know you want to see what's going on with Rodley. He says, Dear Minnie Pearl, that there's my name.
That's your
it's
name.
It's Minnie Pearl, that's why he called me that. He says, I'm sorry I can't be there tonight on account of my lozenge. I've got a bum throat. That means Rodley's having trouble with laryngitis, see? He always did when he tried to spell it. Well, so though Rod goes on, he says, my throat got so bad I figured I ought to go to the doctor. And when I got to the doctor's office, they done the silliest thing. They made me go in another room and take off all my clothes. He said, I couldn't figure out what they was talking about at first. They said, go in that room and disrobe. And I says, disrobe? I ain't wearing no robe. And now why, tell me, says Rodley, why do they tell a feller to disrobe when they want him discoated, disshirted, dispanted, and disdrawered? That Rodley, he kills me. Rod says there was another feller in there just as stitchless as me. And I says to him, I says, this is the silliest thing I ever heard tell of. He says, they made me come in here and take my clothes off so the doctor can look at my throat. And the feller says, you're complaining. I just come in here to deliver a telegram. That Rodley. And then the Rodley says, Minnie, I told that doctor that when I talked, I felt like I had a bullfrog in my throat. He says, well, I tell you, Rodley, I can fix it so when you talk, there ain't no frog. But I ain't so sure about the bull. Bye now. See you next week.
You know, Minnie, I've been driving across the country lots. And you know what? I've been noticing fellas.
I always notice them, too.
I mean, I've been noticing fellas on the open range, in the oil field, the wheat fields, and salesmen, construction men. And they sure know the way to a perfect smoke.
Yeah?
Prince Albert. Prince Albert and an OCB paper. That's the makings of a perfect smoke.
Oh, I like fellas that roll a good making cigarette with PA.
Well, crimp cut PA sure rolls easy, neighbor. And it smokes so mild and tasty. Well, that's cause Mother Nature put the flavor in tobacco. And PA knows just how to keep that flavor and bring it out rich and good.
So to all of you fellas, enjoy PA's natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarette. Ask for Prince Albert, and you'll see why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
And now, what do you say to another singing visit from all the Carlisle? Ah, here he is, all primed up, and I can tell by that twinkle in that eye that you've got another good song for the neighbors, Bill.
Well, we've got one. We've got our latest one on Mercury Star Day.
Good.
Called I'm Rough Stuff.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Where are you going, baby?
I'm going to find a man with a whole lot of dough.
What you going to do, little sugar?
I'm going honky-tonk where the lights are low.
Come back here, baby.
Ain't it going to do?
Now let me tell you, baby, don't mean maybe. I'm going to leave you, yes, indeedy. They may throw me in the calaboose, but I'm going to turn you every way but a loose. Cause enough's enough.
Enough is enough.
And I'm rough stuff. Slipping and a sliding and a scooting around.
Oh, what you gonna do there, Billy?
Gonna honky-tonking and a painting the town.
Well, you can gonna skirt up my den.
What's fair for the goose is fair for the gander, and enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
And I'm rough stuff. You're gonna make me mad. I'm gonna do you like I done your dad. We had a fuss, come to blows. I hit him in the face with my big nose. Said enough's enough.
Enough.
Well, enough's enough.
Enough.
You know enough's enough.
Enough.
Oh, I don't know if you know it or not, but you're looking at some rough stuff.
Until I call my mother.
I don't care if you call your brother.
He's fat as meal and wide as water.
Yeah, the bigger they come, the harder I fall. And enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
I won't tell you one thing, neighbors, that you're looking at a great big gob of rough stuff.
Thank you. Mighty fine. Bill and all the Carlisles. Boy, they really go to town, don't they? And here's an old fellow who really goes to town on a good country song and his five-string banjo. Welcome back, Grandpa Jones.
Well, fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy. Reckon you think, my pretty little miss, I can't live without you. But let you know before I go, hear me little about you. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my dandy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Can't have none of my candy. Trees, the river flows with brandy. Rocks in the mountain covered with gold, and gals all sweeter than candy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy. Rings upon my true love's hand shine as bright as gold. Going to see my pretty little gal before she gets too old. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy. Mexico, there I'll be a soldier. Fly around, my pretty little miss. Fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little miss. You almost drive me crazy.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones. And friends and neighbors, we'd like to do a song now that I tangled together many years ago for my very best friend, my mother. We'd like to tonight, as we always do, make it a special dedication to all of you wonderful mothers, and it's called My Mother.
Who will want you, but just for a day. There are pals you think true, but they'll cast you away. But there's one loving soul, boys, I'll sure recommend. Through this old world of sorrow, she'll be true till the end. Mother, though her hands are all wrinkled and old, Mother, silver hair that has lost all the gold. You left her alone, went to roam through the years, but all that you left her was heartaches and the tears. So kiss her old brow, whisper softly and true, Mother, you're just an angel and I love you. On the door of a cottage, a wreath sadly hung, and a hearse stood there waiting as the choir softly sung. There were flowers in their beauty, and the old parson, he prayed. This was the last tribute as we left for her grave. She won't meet you tonight, son, when you crave her caress. She has reared you to manhood, and now you've laid her to rest. Those flowers in their beauty, ah, to her they're unknown, 'cause tonight she's with the angels up around God's great throne. So don't wait that late, son, to try and repay. Give those flowers and give those treasures, but give them today. Let her know that you love her and kind of show her that you care. 'Cause she's your mother, God love her, she's as true as a prayer. So kiss her old brow, whisper softly and true, Mother, you're just an angel and I love you. That's about it for tonight, friends. Hope you had a real fine time, and hope you'll be standing by next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be the young sheriff, Farron Young, and Farron's bringing along a fine new star, Autry Enman. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Time now for a riddle, Dave. What's the difference between just smoking and camels?
This is a riddle? Every camel smoker knows the answer to that one. It's flavor. Good, rich tobacco flavor. That's the difference between just smoking and camels.
That's part of it, all right. But you can also feel the difference in camels.
You've got a point there. No other cigarette has ever been able to match the exclusive camel blend of quality tobaccos. This is a smooth cigarette.
That's one reason why so many smokers enjoy the difference between just smoking and camels. They're easy to get along with, pack after pack, day after day.
Camels never let you down. They're all cigarette, all the way. No fads, no frills, no fancy stuff. Just the finest taste in smoking.
See for yourself why camels are the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.